It's El Cinco de Mayo, and law enforcement warns, amigos don't let amigos drive drunk. They are not discouraging you from celebrating the holiday, but instead, federal, state, and local law enforcement officials are urging you to make wise decisions while drinking alcoholic beverages. Major Dan Lonsdorf, director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety, says an average of 43% of all highway fatalities on May 5th are caused by drunk drivers. Wisconsin is among the worst.
All too often, bad things happen to generally good people on our highways every day.
Lonsdorf says it's important to plan ahead. The how to get home after a night of drinking decision needs to be made before the drinking starts, when you are sober enough to think about the consequences of your decision.
Our studies are telling us that repeatedly, that as people continue to drink more, their judgment continues to get worse. And then, you know, late at night, early morning hours, when they've been out drinking, they're now trying to make a decision that they're not capable of making. Certainly not a rational decision, certainly not based on the safety of themselves or others.
Lonsdorf says the costs of driving while intoxicated continue to accumulate.
The typical drunk driving first offense will cost an average person somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000, and that doesn't include any lawyer fees if you decide to hire a lawyer.
He explains the base fine is about $500 for the first offense, but when you tack on court fees, loss of license, assessment, reinstatement, towing fees, and the increased insurance rate, that really adds up. And Lonsdorf says, heaven forbid you should kill somebody, you could end up behind bars for a very long time. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.